definitely true.
Welcome to Endpoint Sight, Jeremy in Kentucky here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And please go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate, send the fundage, make your check or money order payable to RBN 2251, Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Call in that debit or credit to 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. Set up a recurring payment and keep free speech alive if you enjoy the broadcast that you hear. Many different broadcasts, different points of view, most of which you can call into and propose a counter view if you want to. That's what free speech is all about. This is your Monday night broadcast, a rundown of the news. And if you want to call in, 512-248-8252 to voice your opinion. We'll start off with Erdogan, the Turkish president, meets with Hamas leadership. This is a big thing from The Guardian. Israel's foreign minister has hit out at the Turkish president, Erdogan, over his decision to publicize his latest meeting with the head of Hamas's Politburo. Israel Katz shared a photo on X, which showed Erdogan shaking hands with Ismail Haniyeh, president's office in Istanbul over the weekend, writing that the Turkish president should be ashamed for meeting with Hamas leadership. But this is happening. A Turkish president meeting with leadership in Hamas. They were to discuss Israeli attacks on Gaza and efforts to calm tensions across the region. Erdogan expressed concern during the meeting that recent drone attacks between Israel and Iran could divert international attention from the suffering on the ground in Gaza, where 34,000 people have been killed by Israeli bombardment since 7th of October. The meeting also underscored a regional realignment taking place amid Israel's attack on Gaza after an unprecedented assault by Hamas on Israeli towns, which 1,200 were killed and 250 were taken hostages. Turkish relations with Israel have rapidly soured as Israel's assault on Gaza continues. So this is a big thing, Muslim leaders meeting with Hamas. Erdogan is being hailed as a right winger, a dictator as such, but this person is just trying to take measures to secure peace in the area as this Palestinian genocide is being plastered all over the globe, and the entire global community is upset about this and is seeing these pictures of maimed children. This guy is just trying to reach out and try to extend a branch. Meanwhile, in America, Brandon is now promoting freedom over democracy. This is an interesting article. freedom over democracy. That's his exact words from X. Biden, are you ready to choose freedom over democracy? Because that's America. This is a tweet on X from RNC Research. Apparently, the handwriting's on the wall that Trump is going to take this thing, and they're calling, I guess, that democracy where people are going to choose Trump over Brandon. And Brandon is saying you should choose freedom over this. They're already getting wary for the loss and the total collapse of the Democratic Party and losing to Trump. And it's being framed in these words, choosing freedom over democracy. It's fascinating that the left, has framed what's going on in America with child chauvinism and homo marriage and all the like as democracy. They're trying to paint it as what the people want. Really, it isn't. It's a very small percentage. I mean, maybe 1 or 2% of the country is identifying as trannies or homos, but yet the propaganda makes it seem like the majority of Americans support this, but they don't. They don't. It's not even democracy, like, in the historical sense of the majority rules. It's a small group of people that are telling the people what they want. That's what democracy really is a small percentage of people forcing their will on the majority. That's what real democracy is. But they're trying to paint it as, oh, the people want everything that's going on now, and if you elect Trump, that's going to be against democracy. Even though I don't think that Trump is going to do, he's not going to deliver what we want, what the American people want. But it's being framed in these words as, the people are going to elect Trump, and it's going to be anti-freedom. I don't know. The whole thing is just shifting. Meanwhile, Russia is saying that America is facing a humiliating defeat in the Ukraine, and they're comparing it to Vietnam and Afghanistan. From Reuters, Russia said on Sunday that U.S. lawmakers support a $60 billion aid for Ukraine, and it showed that Washington was wading much deeper into a hybrid war against Moscow that would end in humiliation, on par with the Vietnam or Afghan conflicts. And they compared these two because in both instances, in Vietnam and Afghanistan, the U.S. was involved in a 20-year campaign, which just didn't get anywhere and ended in complete humiliation because both were proxy wars. And in both alleged wars, the U.S. didn't have a victory in sight. It was just keeping, in Vietnam, it was keeping the North to a certain parallel, similar to Korea. And in Afghanistan, I would argue that the main object in Afghanistan was to control the poppy fields. The CIA controlled the poppy fields in Afghanistan. And was in partnership with the pharmaceutical industry, and you had the opioid crisis of the early 21st century. That all came to an end with fentanyl, right? With the synthetic fentanyl, where you could create these drugs chemically and you didn't have to rely on the poppy field. That's why the U.S. gave up Afghanistan. And so I'm sure the CIA is in conjunction now with China and the Mexican drug cartels to make money on fentanyl brought in from south of the border. And they no longer need Afghanistan. Just like in Vietnam, the CIA made tons of money off opioids in the Golden Triangle. And once that ship sailed, they abandoned that. So that's really what it's all about, is what the, you know, how the U.S. can make money off of these wars. It's not really about victory or any kind of moral agenda. It's just what they can make money off of. And the Russians are picking up on this and calling it out. The female Russian spokesman Zakharova said that ordinary Ukrainians were being forcibly driven to slaughter as cannon fodder, and that the United States was now no longer betting on a Ukrainian victory against Russia. Washington, she said, was hoping the Ukraine could hold on until the U.S. presidential election is over in November. And that is what it seems like is happening. It's just drawn out. It's tons of money dumped into Ukraine. In the meantime, white Slavic men and women, boys and girls, are just sent to the meat grinder in this never-ending slaughter in the Ukraine. What did they hope to accomplish? I think originally Victoria Nuland and the gang wanted to overthrow Putin, but that's not going to happen. The Russian sanctions have backfired, and now you have BRICS. But the U.S. isn't giving up. It just keeps pumping money into this thing, regardless of what their political constituents want, or you know, the oppositions that they voice. They're just going to keep pumping money into it. And again, it's interesting that the left largely supports the war in Ukraine, while they don't support Israel genocide of Palestinians. But the right, or the Trump supporters, don't support Ukraine, but they do support Israel. So at the end of the day, Jewish power gets what it wants from both sides, while, just like it always has, presenting the two political parties, Democrat and Republican, who tell you that they're against each other, but at the end of the day, they're of the same agenda. They're of the same agenda, and they don't give the constituents what they want. Anyway, in more news, we got a woman in Michigan plows through a children's birthday party, injures and kills 13. This is fascinating. A drunk driver crashes into a children's birthday party in Monroe County, Michigan, killing 2 and injuring 13, from the New York Post. 2 young siblings were killed and 13 other people were injured when a suspected drunk driver plowed through a children's birthday party at Michigan at a boat club on Saturday. The horror unfolded around 3 p.m. when a 66-year-old woman crashed 25 feet through the Swan Creek Boat Club, where the kids and their parents were enjoying festivities. Can you imagine just having a birthday party with your kids and some drunk boomer comes crashing through there, just maiming and plowing through children? The scene was described by first responders as extremely chaotic, with high level of emotions of those directly involved and those who witnessed the horrific event. Alarming video shows the woman's blue SUV speeding through the club's parking lot and smashing into the back wall of the building, narrowly missing a lamppost. A plume of debris can be seen exploding out of the corner of the frame, cutting off the catastrophic damage the allegedly drunken woman caused. An 8-year-old girl and a 5-year-old brother died at the scene. It's very tragic. 3 children and 6 adults were taken to the area hospitals by 2 helicopters and ambulances, some with life-threatening injuries. And on the X tweet, you can see the footage of this happening. Very tragic. The humanity of it all. Furthermore, in other news, we got a 13-year-old transvestite bashes his female classmate with a Stanley Cup trophy. Again, this on X with footage of the 13-year-old boy who pretends to be a girl, transvestite, smashing a trophy into the head of a fellow 12-year-old girl's head. New York Post, a brave middle school student has described her horror after watching a 13-year-old girl, that would be a tranny, repeatedly bash a classmate in the head with a metal Stanley Cup in an unprovoked attack, leaving blood everywhere. Emily, the 12-year-old girl, is quoted as saying, I just hear all this screaming and everybody running. All of a sudden, you just hear these terrible loud bangs of the Stanley bouncing off of her head. We had to sit there and watch them clean up the blood of these tables and off the ground. And we had to watch them take her out with blood dripping down her face. And I will never forget that. This is according to the 12-year-old girl who witnessed the event. You know, these transvestites and homosexuals are very violent people. They're very psychologically disturbed. And keep in mind that up until the early 70s, homosexuals were classified in the AMA as mentally disturbed. And it was only after the sexual revolution in the 1970s that you had this reclassified as a sexual preference. But these people usually experience some kind of trauma in their early childhood that lead them to such behaviors. And usually, I mean, in the past, it hasn't manifested until their adulthood, but now we're seeing it very much more manifesting in their childhood and early adolescence, as you see here. They experience what is called in the psychological community as gender dysphoria. In other words, they don't know what gender they are. This is not natural. This is a product of post-1960s sexual revolution, feminism, and gender freedom. And when you don't provide a very controlled moral Christian environment for these young people, when you expose them to this sort of thing at early ages, you're going to see this kind of violent behavior erupt. They don't know any other way to express it. So often they go into violence. I mean, you look at the homo men, you know, in prison, sodomy is viewed as a violent expression. It's not always viewed as homosexual expression, but men who would normally not be homosexuals will violently dominate other men in prison through sodomy. And so this act is not natural. It is a violent act. And similarly, when you get into gender dysphoria, these young people, they don't know any other way to express themselves. And they've been so disturbed by the current climate and culture, by being told that they can choose what gender, that they can be discussed, diffused, and confused on gender, that when it finally comes to terms with them, they don't know how else to react. And often it is with violence that they react to this. It's very tragic. It's sad. I feel for these people, for these young people, and they need guidance and structure. And that's exactly what they're not getting. They are not getting structure. They're not getting any kind of sound counsel. They're being told that they can do whatever they want, be whatever gender they want. Hell, they can even be cats and dogs. I mean, what do you expect? And with the hormones raging, with puberty and all that, you're going to get this type of reaction, this violent reaction. Similarly, if you remember in Nashville at the Christian school, it was a transvestite that came in who was a former student in this Christian school. This transvestite was in their early 20s, and they came in and shot up the place, right? And so you get a lot of violence. And I know people that are law enforcement officers, peace officers, that have responded to domestic disputes, and they say that the domestic disputes involving homosexuals are the most violent. They're the worst because these people are completely unhinged. From childhood, they've been warped, and this is the only way they know how to respond. It's very sad. We're coming up on the break, so more news on the other side, and perhaps your calls on your Monday night rundown of the news.
do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth, or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214, or by email at KettleMoraine, Ltd. at Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
All right, we're coming back to In Plain Sight, your Monday night rundown of the news on Republic Broadcasting Network. We have Mike in Kentucky coming on the call screen. Mike in Kentucky, welcome to the show.
Hey, can you remember Back to the Future, ever seeing it in an unedited form, or did you actually see it in a theater?
Ooh, I didn't see that one in the I didn't see it in the theater. We ended up renting it on VHS in the 80s and watching
it. All right,
it
well, VHS. It might have included the scene. The scene that's censored now is where he is, somehow or another, there's a whole bunch of, I guess it's Chuck Berry's cousin or something, during that dance where he plays the guitar. I think he gets in a fight with, he gets in a fight with a bully. But you see, somehow or another, they bump these black dude's car, and they all spill out of the car and comes out with him as a big cloud of pot smoke. And that used to be, you know, that was a cliche thing back then, that the black folks did that. You know, that was their drug of choice, I guess, was marijuana. And something changed in this country, you know, from the beatniks through to the hippies to Operation Scat back after Vietnam, and you had the whole Iran-Contra affair in the 80s, you know. And so I started talking when I was on the air, local cable TV, about jury nullification. And I had an activist come and visit me on a few occasions, and one time when he was sitting in the office, here come an assistant secretary to one of our district judges and wanted us to do an expose on their Scared Straight program, where they take these young offenders that commit minor things and they run them through the Scared Straight to try to prevent them to getting into bigger trouble and getting actually thrown in jail. So she described it, and she said, what we do is we get these boys, you know, and we parade them in front of a bunch of people in jail cells and let them flirt with them like they're going to get raped in prison, since you brought that up. And this, you know, the whole time that I'm trying to let her give her presentation, this guy in the office is like going at her, you know, and hitting her with all this stuff about, you know, these patriot arguments. And I'm like, wait, look, just let her finish. And then when she said this, that they were parading these boys in front of these hardened criminals, supposedly, and pretending like they was going to get raped in prison, I said, oh, wait a minute, hold on. Okay, so you're telling me that the warden does not have control over the prison, and that prison rape is a common, cruel, and unusual punishment that's being done in this country. I said, if I was a teenager and I heard that, I would not have any faith in the government whatsoever that I'm being, is when I was growing up, they taught the Constitution a little bit and civics, that cruel and unusual punishment and debtor's prison and things like that was eliminated from this country as part of the, you know, the type of government we're supposed to have, a republic. And she just said, well, it happens. And she laid down the card and left the office and said, you know, if you guys want to participate, you know, you just get back a hold of us and we'll bring your cameras down and film this, you know, Scared Straight program. And that judge, later on, I heard back that he had started talking to juries about jury nullification, because I talked about it on air that neither defense nor the prosecution will ever mention that you have the right to both judge the law and the facts in the case. If you don't like that some kid is going to get 10 years in prison or something for having enough joints for him and a few friends or something for marijuana, then and it's maybe his third time of getting caught or whatever as a felony, and you don't like the idea that he's going to be locked away for life, then you have the right to rule against that law. Well, that judge actually started telling some of the juries this, and he did an interview in the newspaper, because I was saying on the air, this is the media's responsibility to inform you of this, is that nobody in the court is allowed to talk about it. It's against the rules of criminal procedure. And I didn't hear anybody actually locally that knew about jury nullification at all. And so they've since come up with, since the late 90s when I started talking about this, and I heard about the Fully Informed Jury Association, Fully Informed Grand Jury Association, they've since developed all these procedures to where they try to derail you from ever getting a jury trial, because they do not want to lose. And they don't want the same thing happening that happened during the unions in the 1800s, you know, refusing to convict them, and during Prohibition. I think that's what we're going to have to do. And, I let it be known locally, and a lot of times when this comes up, that if I'm ever sent to jail, somebody's going to die, and it might be me before I allow myself to get raped in prison. I'm not going to put up with that. If it comes to the point of, you know, killing my attackers or them killing me, then maybe they'll rape my dead body, but it's not going to happen. I'm not participating. And I'm like, I've been saying the same sort of stuff Snowden said since the late 90s. But I don't want to participate or build or contribute to a society that's doing this sort of stuff with our, you know, scrapping the entire legal system, and we don't have access to the data that they're slurping on us to in our own defense. This recently happened to a friend of mine, and I finally convinced him to file a motion to dismiss, combined with the discovery on the phone data where these foreigners attacked him and stole his phone. I said,
hang on to that thought, Mike.
Yeah,
hang on to that thought. We got a break on
Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Memory, your lifeline is burning holes. Recover the damage, bring it all home. Like a summer song, and stay there forever. I try to remember. Come home.
All right, we're coming back to In Plain Sight on Your Money Not Broadcast, talking to Mike in Kentucky. You know, Mike, I remember a reality television show, and it was called Beyond Scared Straight from 2011 and 2015. It focused on these teenage boys who had been in and out of juvie and trouble, and they got to interview with inmates, and the inmates, and I'm sure it was all theater, you know, a lot of it theater, but the inmates would tell them, would you know, bully them and say, boy, if I got you in here, you'd be my bitch and all this stuff.
Yeah.
There was a lot of theater there, but there's probably a lot of truth. I mean,
I'm sure there is. But at the same time, that's against American jurisprudence to allow for cruel and unusual punishment. That's not part of our judicial system. We also have a Sixth Amendment that would allow us to face our accusers, and you can't do that. If it's pretty dang lopsided. If they can slurp all this data out of our phones and devices and every other device that they've been able to hack, and we can't use that in our own discovery process. In Middletucky, which is Middletown, Ohio, this guy came home from work that I know. It's actually the same guy that was sitting in my office 25 years ago, a quarter of a century ago, this guy's sitting in my office. And this woman walks in and starts talking about this Scared Straight program. Well, he comes home from work, overnight shift at a stocking in a retail operation, and there's 50 cars lined up, like five rows of 10 cars, like they're all ready to jump and run. And he notices there's all these four, five, and six people standing around talking, and they're all foreign language. So he whips out his phone. He's able to find a parking space, which kind of at the back of all these cars. He whips out his phone as he's walking towards his building, filming this, and gets accosted, and they take his phone, and they beat him up. He's bleeding, and he sees them trying to delete. He's all live on Instagram with this video, right? So it's probably on Instagram, but he doesn't know what happened to his phone. He goes back to his van because he doesn't want to reveal where he lives. Sits down. All of a sudden, within a minute or so, the whole parking lot empties out, and I think he said they were Ecuador license plates. Two doors over, the car that had all the guys that attacked him pulls out in front of him, and one of them in the passenger side notices that he's trying to memorize the license plate. So they back up and jump out. Well, he gets his .38 out from under his seat and fires it in the air. The cops are on him like stink on crap. And he starts talking all this patriot stuff on Facebook and how he's going to do this or that. He's going to argue that, you know, all these cops are sworn oath to some foreign stuff. And I'm like, you can't prove that. But what you can do is you can make them blink. Demand discovery on your phone data on that phone number, because you know, and I know, that they've been watching you for years. Because you make all these patriot arguments and these statements about the revolution and the foreign invasion and all this stuff. They've been watching you like a hawk. So they've got all that data in your X-key score file where you made that video. He's like, well, Instagram won't give it up. I said, that doesn't matter. The fusion centers have it. They make agreements with all these platforms. If we start doing that in mass and start demanding jury trials, and we also start informing the potential jurors in our jury pools that they need to stop convicting petty criminals, and you find them innocent based on the syndicates that are overarching all of this corruption. I talked to a guy who was on a grand jury years ago, and they openly said that they were watching these drug dealers for 18 months to try to build their networks. Well, at the time, while they're watching the drug dealer, the teenagers or whoever, the little users that are coming to that drug dealer, they're, you know, letting their beat cops know down the street, hey, here goes a Toyota with the license plate's got the one light bulb out. You can pull him over for that. He just bought some junk from this dealer. So they're, you know, they're low-ranking police officers can get to cherry-pick off arrests and turn them into informants. And this stuff's been going on for decades while the network of drug dealers expands. I just read a Rand Corporation report from 2016. Illicit drug use generates $150-some billion in this country. That is, if you divide that across 50 states, some states are more than others, what is that per state? And every little college town has a party crowd. So the corruption involves a lot of the judges and public officials that are of the attitude, hey, if somebody's going to make money off of this junk, it might as well be us. And for 20-some years while I was at that local TV station, I had calls about five times from different local people wanting me to come to the backside of their property and film state police in uniform or drug dealers that were known elected public officials dealing out of their own house in a ritzy subdivision. Some of those people have died or been ran out of this town. I've been calling it the targeted town of Kim Davis for about 6 or 7 years.
And, on this point, let me interject this point, Mike, you know, regarding discovery of your phone, you know, Meta, which is now in control of, you know, Facebook, Instagram, and the most of your private messages on these platforms, right? They're private companies, and they can give up your information at whim without your consent. You consent to all of this when you use these platforms. So, you know, they're monitoring illegal immigrants coming in and drug cartels doing deals. So they choose to deliver information on American patriots who are talking about.
It's called Special Operations Division. And that slide was leaked in about 2016. William Binney finally started talking about it in 2017. You can find
We see this modern day because everybody that went to the January 6th protest.
Exactly.
Their phone information was given up. And FBI is able to track down people that were there just by pinging their phones. I know this for a fact. One of the contractors that I painted for said that FBI visited his friends that were there. They didn't do anything. They didn't enter the Capitol. They were just interviewed by the FBI. You know they can interview and they can track down drug dealers and cartels that are using the same platform, but they choose to do it on people that protested the election.
And so they turn them into whatever, paid informant or not. And, of course, this P. Diddy guy with the child abuse trafficking network or whatever, they had to have been watching him for a long time. The rumor is he's an informant. So, you know, it's probably something. What happens when this happens is probably he wouldn't go along with something they wanted him to do. That's what I suspect, but if he actually was an informant and involved in this for, who knows, a decade or longer. But, yeah, we're talking 26 years or longer that I've been trying to blow the whistle on this and contacting everybody from Electronic Frontier Foundation, the ACLU, and William Binney's lawyer turned me down. Oh, can't practice. He said, I can't practice law in Kentucky and all this. But anyway, the whole reason I called was to say that again, that, you know, if it comes down to getting raped in prison, somebody's going to die if it's me that gets thrown in prison because they've got this world record fine over my head right now. I couldn't get anybody to help me for 6 years. And the one people that was going to help me, he said, if you bring any of these patriot arguments into this case, and I said, this isn't patriot arguments. This is documented stuff. We can get affidavits from victims on this phone spying that have been damaged, including one of my TV station's sponsor, who is an elected public official. And I had another elected public official that witnessed it and took video of it. And so I've got them dead to rights, but trying to get a licensed, bar-carded lawyer to help you dot all your T's and format the pages correctly and not, you know, screw up the motions and... Because I've heard some of these court cases, you have to have the right colored paper on stuff or they'll reject it. It's a local judge's persnickety way, you know. So, they've got all kinds of excuses to kick a case out if you don't get it right.
Concerning prison rape, I've talked to men that were incarcerated in the federal system in Kentucky. They testified that, you know, a lot of the sodomy that goes on in the prisons is voluntary. But then, you know, it's overseen. I mean, it's allowed. And so you've got cases where if you have political dissidents, I mean, they can be allowed to be targeted. And you look at the January 6th protesters in D.C., they were targeted by...
I know enough about pathology. I know enough about pathology. There's a lot more stuff than you get taught in sex ed class about sexually transmitted diseases, viruses, papillomaviruses. Yeah. There's like 16 of those. And so if I'm facing getting raped, gang raped, or whatever by any number of ethnic groups that you find in prison that are dominating the prison population, I already know that it likely will be a death sentence from AIDS or some kind of other situation. So I'm going to fight to the death. And if it be me that dies, it's going to be me that dies. But I'm going to injure as many people as I can in the process. I'm not going to go down without a fight. So it's a big the whole prison system.
A lot of this stuff is wild.
If they put you in solitary confinement, then you damage your hippocampus and you end up with Alzheimer's from a lack of social interaction. If they don't give you any access to sunshine, then you don't get vitamin D, and that harms your health. So the whole prison system is effed up.
Well, it is. And like I said, a lot of it's voluntary in the system, but then a lot of it is targeted. I mean, they can allow targeted rape of individuals.
Well, John Krakow had a pretty good experience with that. I think it was called Doing Time Like a Spy is his book. That he needs to be interviewed by RBN multiple times if he would do it. He probably just doesn't. He's probably quietly, you know, retired or whatever he's doing. But John Curacao or Curacao, they set him up to be put into prison. They put him in, they arrested him on a Thursday trying to get him to do late on a Thursday so he'd end up all weekend in prison. That's what they do so that you can be softened up and you'll make a deal the next week. They've got all these tricks. The system is tuned for this corruption. But if we could get on a local level enough people to make sure all of the prospective jurors know about jury nullification, and just like during Prohibition, you stop convicting people for simple, small crimes, and you go after the crime bosses. Once the grand juries know, and the local county attorneys know, and even the state attorneys start to know, and the federal attorneys start to know, that we can't get anybody to convict these low-life criminals anymore. They only want to get the judges and the state police or whoever that's involved. Of course, you're old enough, you probably remember Chicken by George under John Y. Brown. Mm-hmm. Right before all that hit, with the state police commissioner being caught up in a supposed covert investigation for landing rights in West Liberty. His name was Marion Campbell. He was from this town. He was from Moorhead, Kentucky. And all that cocaine affected a lot of people I went to school with. Prominent families in the 80s had their sons' lives ruined with cocaine.
The problem is a lot of people like us, like in our income bracket, can't afford to spend $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 on lawyers to go before a jury. And so they offer them, them a plea. And you don't even get
diversion to the jury. Agreement is a victory is a diversion agreement a lot of times, because if the thing is you'd let them do their stupid stuff that they're going to do and drag it out and you miss several days of work, and then before that gets into about the 10th month, you have a right to demand a jury trial and a right to a speedy trial, and that gives the clock a real quick tick. I mean, if we learn this stuff, we could all, you know, we could cause the system a lot of trouble. But so many people are afraid to even take their cable company or their phone company to a small claims court. Oh, I'll get arrested, when they get ripped off for $600 to $3,000. I talked to several people that got ripped off criminally. $600 to $3,000. Oh, I said, aren't you related to anybody or know anybody down at the courthouse? Well, sure I do. I know people. Then go down there and file a small claims court on this where your phone company ripped you off for internet that you were paying for 3 years and you didn't get. And they're like, oh, it's, you know, I'd be afraid I'd get arrested. So we've got a kowtowed population that lives in fear, and that's why we're getting this government corruption the way it is. And it's just, we got a full, there's pamphlets we can print out, you know, and do fully informed jury association. Or just the information itself. And once people realize, you know, these corrupt judges and drug dealers and public officials could be taken down because the locals refuse to convict the little people anymore.
Right.
I don't know. And I mean, it's just...
You mentioned another interesting thing, that prison rape was basically a death sentence. I mean, sodomy, you know... tears the insides of the anus, and then when you eliminate solid waste, you get infections. That's what AIDS was, basically.
There's reports about this. Our government issued reports that sodomy is worse than smoking, but it's politically incorrect to bring that up. But you can find the reports. They're on the Centers for Disease Control, and you know,
it totally destroyed the immune system of these homos in the early 80s who were doing drugs and in bathhouses. I mean, originally AIDS was called GRIDS. And you can find this on early New York Post articles in 1982.
Right.
And, you know, because that act destroys the immune system. And so instead of telling them to change their lifestyles, the government said, well, just take these drugs. And interestingly enough, Fauci was involved in that in the pharmaceutical industry, selling these homos drugs and these junkies drugs. Well, I've heard to extend about their lives instead of telling them to change.
I've heard you talk about the Bible numerous occasions, and it says, "For this cause shall a man cleave unto his wife, and they become one flesh." So when you get injected with semen and sperm, that injects itself into your body, and you're going to end up with whatever disease pathogens that that guy has. And they have found women that are chimeric, that have male cells in their body from having sex with their husband or having a son. The cells turn the woman into a chimera of genetic blending between the man and her son, because some of the cells cross the placenta. Anyway, we're about out of time. I'll let you go, yeah. I guess.
Yeah, we're up on the last break. Thanks, Mike. Back
all
on
right,
the inside.
Bye.
Think of all the things that really matter and the chances you earn.
John Moore, Prolific Man, on RPM from 7 to 10 with highly qualified guests. Monday through Friday, we talk about a range of topics, day to day, helping you find your way through the chaos in store. John Moore, the Liberty Man, his website is second to none. Visit thelibertyman.com. Remember John Moore, from 7 to 10, and tune in, John Moore, the Liberty Man.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Okay, we're back to In Plain Sight on your Monday night rundown of the news on In Plain Sight. So we'll end with some COVID news. Following the coronavirus hoax, the WHO defines what spread through the air The WHO publishes a global technical consultation report introducing upgraded terminology for pathogens that transmit through the air. This is the result of an extensive multi-year collaborative effort and reflects shared agreement on terminology between the WHO and experts. From Reuters, the WHO and 500 experts. These are 500 experts, people, so you can't question them. There are 500 of them, and they're experts. They've agreed what it means for a disease to spread through the air. In a bid to avoid confusion early in the COVID-19 pandemic that some scientists have said cost lives, the document concludes that the descriptor through the air can be used for infectious diseases where the main type of transmission involves the pathogen traveling through the air or being suspended in the air, in line with other terms such as waterborne diseases. Almost 500 experts contributed to the definition, including physicists, public health professionals, and engineers, many of whom disagreed bitterly over the topic in the past. Past disagreements also centered around whether infectious particles were droplets or aerosols, based on the size, in which the new definition moves away from. During the early days of COVID in 2020, around 200 aerosol scientists publicly complained that the WHO had failed to warn people of the risk that the virus could spread through the air. This led to an overemphasis on measures like hand washing to stop the virus other than focusing on ventilation. But let's get down to it. There are many germs and things that you can contract. If you're sneezing and coughing, phlegm, that stuff, if you get it on other people, whatever those microorganisms are in your phlegm can transmit to other people. So, I mean, there's a place for masks. There's a place for gloves and hand washing. But this thing that they did 4 years ago with COVID in 2020 went way beyond that. Okay, this was not just about preventing the spread of an alleged disease or pathogen. This was about creating a control grid where you have to put something in your body in order to function in society. And that thing that you had to put in your body is the COVID vax. And that builds the platform for putting the mark of the beast in your body in order to function. That's what that was all about. We've known for decades that if you're sneezing, coughing, whatever, you cover your mouth, you wash your hands. This is like basic stuff. We're at the end of the show. Thanks, Mike, from Kentucky, for contributing. I'll be back tomorrow night with a recorded Patrick and Jeremy show and spiritual health and wellness on Wednesday. You guys stay tuned and stay classy. Good night.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.